This is Actually You Are a Real Runner with Jacqueline Riccio.
Hey, it's Jacqueline, and I help people get consistent with mornings, meals, and movement. Thanks again for joining me. I was looking over the outline that I had created for these 8 episodes, the food episodes, and I was just like, yeah, I am just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling great. And I don't have it in me to talk and to teach about food right now. Things have not been perfect for me over the last 3 weeks. I have struggled to eat at times or to like have the energy to make food. So me personally, like I have just kind of put food on pause. And whatever I do in that day when it comes to food is what I've been able to do. So it's not like I'm binging and eating a whole bunch of junk, but things are just not as structured as I like them to be. I think my appetite is really weird too, because I'm not lifting weights as consistently. Like I'm not as hungry as I usually am. So yeah, things with that have just been kind of whatever. So right now, what I've been doing is just focusing on small actions, like always drinking water, having water next to me throughout the day, having at least one salad a day, having a green smoothie when I have the energy to make it. And that's just kind of it. Like, can I get some water? Can I get some plants, some protein, and whatever I'm able to do? And that's just kind of it. I think the biggest focus for me, like my non-negotiable minimum that has actually been really helpful, is focusing on exercise and focusing on morning movement and showing up to class every day. I work from home, so it's really important for me to leave the house, to see other people, to force myself to move, to force myself to shower and put on real clothes. So going to my morning run class has been like the rock, like the anchor, like the most important thing. So I was looking over the last 3 weeks, I have checked into 15 run classes, so about 5 a week. And that's just kind of it. That's been like the main focus. I've gotten in a few lifts here and there, just haven't been able to like progress and get where I want to be. And it's just like, that's what I'm able to do right now. And I'm moving through the grief, crying less, feeling less hurt. But still just kind of struggling to understand everything and struggling to feel like my heart or my brain is in a creative place. So I feel like with my blog and my newsletter and this podcast, I mean, I'm really just focusing on showing up and doing something instead of nothing. It's not what I want it to be, but this is just kind of what has to be right now. And I will get back on track and feel better in time. Like I know that this is going to feel better in time. It's not a quick recovery. And so I always talk about consistency and I always talk about being imperfect and just doing what you can, not expecting yourself to be perfect, you know, when life happens. And I think that's what this is. I'm dealing with a grief that I have never experienced before. And I'm just doing the best that I can right now. It's not perfect. It's not what I want it to be, but it's the best that I can do right now. So while today's episode is not the perfect structured episode that I was hoping for it to be, I'm hoping that maybe the imperfection will help someone out there as well. Like me, just I'm showing up and I'm going to do something. I'm going to show up and I'm going to keep the habit instead of waiting for when life is perfect to go and take action. And I think that that's what we have to do to get out of the all or nothing mindset, is show up and do something instead of doing things perfectly or not doing things at all, instead of doing that all or nothing. So again, hopefully today's episode, while didn't talk about the stuff I wanted to talk about, didn't have like the structured episode, what, you know, specifically what I want to talk about with food, hopefully today's episode, you can kind of get something from it and it can help you with your mornings, with your meals, with movement. If you are struggling with something crappy that happened in your life, just focusing on that. What can you get done? I have actually in the Get Consistent With program, there's a video I have talking about like, what can you get done on your worst mental health day? And I feel like the last 3 weeks have been maybe not my worst mental health days, but not great mental health days. So I've just been thinking about what can I get done today? And that's what I can get done. And that is what it is. And that's part of life. That's part of being consistent. That's part of dealing with imperfect things that happen in life, just moving through them. So go take action, do something instead of nothing. Hopefully I will feel better and, you know, be able to do a little bit more in the future. But that's today's episode. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.